This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the Entertainment and Sports Arena here in D.C., special show. We've had the coach of the Wizards on. We've had the GM of the Wizards on. Mm-hmm. Now we have the number two pick in the draft, Alex Saar, who joins us.
Yes, we do.
And we were just doing some small talk with him. He's living, I don't know if we should disclose it. We're not going to give your street out, but he's living in McLean. And he's having to deal with traffic, you would think, being in McLean, except he doesn't drive. He doesn't have a license.
That's amazing.
Not yet. It's coming.
It's amazing. Not yet. Let's be honest, because I was asking about somebody else whether they ever drive. Do you like to drive? Like, are you gonna be like a sports car guy? Or are you gonna be like big sedan? He likes big sedans.
Big SUV.
Dude, I never drove before. But
not even in your
not in
home
France?
Country?
No.
Not in Australia?
Oh, yeah.
What do you envision, though?
I think I would be like a SUV guy.
Big SUV? SUV?
Have you ever driven? Do you even know what a go-kart is? Have you been in a go-kart?
I have.
Dude, okay. That's fun, the world's right? biggest go-kart case.
But I had to ask, right?
Yeah.
I
can't do it anymore, though.
When's the last time Alex Saar rode a bike?
Probably this summer.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you good bike? Like, do you go long distances?
Not just like, you know, the
like
bikes
the beach,
in the street. That you...
Oh, like a Lime bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like a.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
He just grabs one, sticks his credit card in, and then he cycles a little bit, and then he's on to the next.
Now you better be careful. You could be a road pizza that way. I'd be careful.
Yeah, you know, Will Dawkins definitely doesn't want.
Yeah, yeah, I'm done doing that.
Yeah, you're done. You're retired from biking.
Yeah, get your license and get a big fat SUV. That's what you need.
But it is cool. Like he's living with his brother and his mom.
Right.
And, like he's got that family support system instead of just being here at 19 years old, trying to find his way. He's got the family support system. That must be nice.
Did your mom cook?
Yeah, my mom cooks. My dad cooks, too.
Yeah?
Sometimes. Yeah? With my help a little bit.
What are the specialties? Like, if the Junks came over for dinner at the Saar household, what would Mama Saar put on the table? We would help her, of course, because we're guests.
Of course.
You know, that's what we would help.
No, we wouldn't.
Probably
bring over
like
a bottle of wine.
You're probably right. You
bring
probably,
over a bottle of wine.
Probably be selfish.
Probably like a Senegalese dish.
Okay.
It's like onions, rice, and chicken with like a little sauce.
I like that.
I'm
I like
in.
The sound of that.
I'm in.
Okay, you're making a lot of money because you're in the NBA. You're living, though, with your parents. Do they still give you chores? Do you have to do anything?
I mean.
Does your dad yell at you for like having a messy room or anything like that?
No, but maybe if it gets to like a really bad point, they will. But I try to like make sure I do the things.
You should tell your dad to clean up stuff. Right. Ain't exactly. My freaking house.
You're like, Mom, I don't have time to clean the room. I'm going to Brooklyn to play the Nets.
I'm going to play
the Sixers tonight.
Right. Well, he also pays the mortgage.
Right.
Hey, I'm wondering.
I would assume.
So, Alex, this is dream come true to be in the NBA. First game is tomorrow. You're going to see all these guys that you grew up watching. Is there one particular player that you can't wait to play against?
I would honestly love to play against my brother.
Oh,
that would be really like special. That would be nice.
You know his game better than anybody, right?
I do. Yeah.
What would you do? How would you attack him?
A lot of different ways. I mean, he couldn't really, you know, like it's not really a matchup me and him.
Right.
But I'll just be happy. I'll just be happy playing against him.
So did you watch the games last night?
Yes.
Probably a cool, very cool moment to see LeBron and his son walk onto the court together.
Yes.
So that's kind of a dream to do it with your brother. But in terms of the stars of the league right now, because you're going to be going up against these guys, playing defense against these guys like LeBron James, is there anybody who stands out that you want to block now, you know, get a block shot against them, can't wait to do it?
I mean, there's a lot of players. I would say like LeBron, KD, Giannis, like guys that I grew up watching when I was younger, like watching the highlights. So, yeah, it's really like fun to get to play against them now.
Have you played against them in the summer and that kind of thing, like pickup? Like,
No.
Not yet?
No.
Yeah. You know what I hate? And you're a defensive guy, so I'm sure that you don't do this, but I hate when guys move out of the way when someone's about to dunk on them because they don't want to be posterized. You know what I mean? I hate that.
No one's dunking on Alex.
I know. But he's going to obviously, he's got to protect the rim. I get it.
Yeah.
But I hate when guys do that. Other guys can protect the rim, but they don't want anything to do with that.
I mean, it depends. I guess little guards, they have to move out of the way. I don't really.
You don't begrudge them that?
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's all right. If you can't block it, you shouldn't move out of the way if you can't.
Who would be your matchup tomorrow night for Boston and their starting five?
Would it be Horford? Our starting five, yes. Yeah. I don't know what's the matchup.
No, it's probably, I mean, a lot of times they go small and they play Tatum at the four.
Alex might have to go out and go grab Tatum.
I could tell you something. So, we had Coach on, and we were talking to Will about you and everything. Everyone's like, man, this defensive, wait till you see what this guy does defensively. And then we're talking about, man, we really think he's got offensive game, too. We see it. And it's just, maybe the numbers haven't been there, but we see the looks and everything. They don't care what you do offensively. I'm telling you right now, you have a green light. You can do whatever you want. They don't care.
Blame this dummy when the coach starts yelling at you.
Literally, they don't care. They don't care. So you could just launch it.
I mean, I don't think that's what they meant, but I think.
They don't care.
The most important is definitely our defense right now.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But, you could go 0 for 20. They don't care. So if I was you, I would be like, all right, I know my defense is straight. I'm going to work on my offense. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
Selfish basketball right there.
Well, hey,
selfish basketball 101.
We're in a rebuild. Who cares?
Alex, so your dad played professional basketball. When you have a game, does he break it down with you? What's it like? So you got coaches here. Is your dad a coach at home? Does he watch you? Do you listen to him?
Yeah, I definitely listen to him. Like, he'll give me stuff after the games he watch. He doesn't really, tell me stuff before the game. But, after the game, he will tell me what he saw, really, in the game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he hard on you?
Do you think you'll
notice?
He
was, but now it's
not anymore. Yeah.
Will you notice him during your games? Will he find a spot, post up, and no?
No, he's not that type of dad. No.
Got you.
Do you look for, your friends and family? Like, if you know they're at a game, you look out for them, see where they are?
Yeah, pregame.
Yeah, you kind of know?
Yeah. I do, yeah. Right.
So what are your goals for your rookie year?
Honestly.
Personal goals.
Yeah, my personal goals really is, to get better, game by game. Like, really see a growth from game zero to game 82. Mm-hmm. And then just, be comfortable as an NBA player, build my routines, and just be impactful on the court.
Do you have any statistical goals? I mean, do you want to average, 15 a game or more?
Scoring, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, how do you personal statistical goals, what are you looking at?
No, I don't set myself, personal, numbers. No.
Okay. All
right. Who's your boy? Who have you bonded with here? Is it Bilal? Because –
I mean, it's a lot of guys, Bilal, Key, Bub. We kind of all young
guys.
Same age.
Yeah.
But we get along with everybody on the team. I feel like I get along with JP, Valanciunas, Kuz, the vets.
All the vets.
It's a good vibe.
Yeah.
It's a good vibe.
Can you relate, though, to Valanciunas' life? I mean, we're really old compared to you, but
ancient.
In the NBA, he's old.
Yeah. I mean, he's 10 years older, but he's still.
Same lifestyle.
Pretty young.
But some of these guys have families and things
like
that.
Are you
that's
a gamer?
Different.
Yeah, I be gaming a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
What is your game?
Either Fortnite or 2K, FIFA.
Who's the best on the team at those?
2K, it might be Bilal.
Really?
FIFA, it might be me.
Really? What's your? How does it even work? Do you have a team that you always use or?
Yeah, I use Bayern a fair bit. Yeah.
How until midnight, 1 a.m? How long do you play?
Is that how you de-stress, after a game maybe?
Not after a game, but I would do it when I have my friends over. Yeah. We'll play FIFA, but I don't play alone. It's not really
Do you
fun.
Talk trash?
I do.
Yeah, good.
Are you going to bring it with you on the road?
Depends how long we're staying. If it's a day.
I think it's an NBA thing because we asked the NFL guys, and it's not really the NFL because I guess they're in and out.
Yeah.
You guys are on the road so much.
Yeah.
So you said, we're talking to Alex Saar, who's the number 2 pick in the draft. The Wizards, you can listen to him on Team 980 all season long. They open up against the Celtics. I'm curious if playing with the guys that are now on the team, because you said you don't even know who's going to be in the starting lineup, if there's anybody who surprised you, talent level, that just jumped out, and you're like, damn, that guy's really, really good.
I mean, most of the guys that I play with right now, I already knew how good they were. JP is really good, Kuz really good, Malcolm Brogdon's really good, our rookies, Key and Bub. Bilal is really good. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's like most people already knew how good they were. Really.
What was the level like in Australia?
I mean, it was a pretty good level. Like, I feel like it's a pretty good league, but it's obviously not the NBA.
Yeah.
Do you ever
a whole different world.
Do you ever goof on Kuz for his outfits? Do you ever say, like, what are you doing?
Not really. I haven't seen some wild ones yet.
So. No.
Not yet.
Are you a big fit guy? Like, are you going to plan all these out and everything? Because they put the cameras on you now. It's like a whole thing. It's like a fashion show going to game.
Yeah. I mean, I might put a few fits together. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah?
Good. Let me ask you about your – this is very important. What is your game day nap routine? Now, we may not – we're obviously not elite athletes like you, elite nappers.
We
are elite at napping. And we know NBA guys, they love to take their naps on game day. Give us your nap routine.
Like an hour 30 nap.
Nice.
I make sure it's like 4 hours before the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I got time to like wake up really.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Very good.
Are you a
mom and dad have to wake you up?
No.
Do you take any stuff like magnesium or anything supposed to help with sleep? Do you ever take that at night?
I do.
Yeah. Might help with, well, I won't say.
Yeah.
What about melatonin? Take a little melatonin?
No, I don't.
He's a youngster.
Oh, that's just for the old guys.
He's a youngin.
I am fascinated, though, by still living with the parents, and I think that's great. Do you have an exit plan? Like, how long do you think you're going to do that?
I mean, I don't know. Right now, you know, I'm just blessed that they get to be here with me and
it's
support
awesome.
Me. Yeah, that's it.
You're not in a rush to get your own place.
I think he's wearing the world's biggest pair of Crocs. People can't see it. He's got, like, what size Crocs do you wear?
16.
16?
Those are 16s? Jeez Louise.
Mega Crocs. Very good.
You don't have any 13s lying around, do you?
I don't.
God, it's been a while for him.
Sitting up everybody.
All right, Alex, we're told you got to run.
Yeah.
Really
thanks
nice
for joining
to meet you
man.
In person. It's Alex Starr, the number 2 pick.
Good luck tomorrow, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy. Very cool.
They're going to open up against the Celtics
nice
tomorrow.
Kid.
Jason was asking who he's going to match up against. It is interesting. We don't know who's going to be in the starting lineup.
Yep.
He says he doesn't know who's going to be in the starting lineup.
What a nice kid, huh?
Very nice.
But
wow.
If Bilal is on, let's say, Jason Tatum, well, then Alex is going to probably be on Jaylen Brown
because
you got Valanciunas. I don't know. The Celtics has a tough, tough ask in the first game because you're going to put Valanciunas on Horford, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would think. I mean, maybe he matches up against Derek White. Someone like that? I don't know. I mean, he's got to guard somebody.
I think it's going to be Jason Tatum. It's going to be Alex Starr and Tatum.
And then
and Koulibaly on Brown or vice versa.
They might mix and match.
Yeah. So very cool. Number 2 pick in the draft, Alex Starr. Remember, we still have Mike Locksley, head football coach for the University of Maryland, coming off that huge comeback win. He'll join us at 9:45 here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980, broadcasting live for the Entertainment and Sports Arena here in D.C. Just had Alex Starr on. Nice kid.
Nice kid.
JP wanted to
ask. And he is a kid.
He is a kid. He's 19. JP wanted to ask him if his dad makes him cut the lawn. And I said to JP, I was like, Alex Starr doesn't even know what a lawnmower looks like.
Correct.
Like
cut a lawn.
If you brought a lawnmower in here and showed it to him, he'd be like, I do not know what this piece of equipment is.
I will have to say, though, again, just hearkening back to what we said at the end of that discussion, is he really struck me as a really cool, down-to-earth,
nice kid.
Yeah. And you know how it's just, again, it's part of culture. I know JP thinks he's often mocked. I think culture's big. And when you surround yourself with talent, but also good kids, I think that's the right foundation. And Will Dawkins,
and a good front office. Yeah,
Will Dawkins blows me away
awesome.
With his
Love
sort
him.
Of demeanor and his good nature.
Yeah.
So think about all the.
And I think he's surrounding himself with like-minded guys.
I don't disagree with you. You want good guys, and you want to have a good culture.
So think.
I
about
just say talent is more important.
Well, I think culture is part of that, dude. It's
you,
a big
you certainly
part
have to have talent.
Yeah.
But think about the four teams in Washington. All right, the Caps really haven't had to go through that yet.
Mm-hmm.
The Caps have been threading the needle pretty
getting,
well.
They're getting close because there's not much left of the core around.
No, they're doing the perfect thing.
But they're mixing. Yeah. They're acquiring veterans, mm-hmm. younger veterans.
They have to. They know they have to
because they still want to make the playoffs and try and win.
Right.
So you haven't seen that. Obviously, with Washington, we're seeing it. But man, it's been an unbelievable turnaround. Wizards, you kind of like the core.
You're talking
right?
about the Commanders.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You just said Washington.
Yeah.
Commanders. Sorry. Wizards, you kind of like the core, right? We love Will Dawkins. Mm-hmm. We'll see how these young kids, develop. Hopefully they do.
I tell you, I like all these kids.
The problem is the Nets, it's been 5 years, mm-hmm. right? And I'm hoping this year.
He claims, though, it's really not until, what,
that's
2022?
True, because that's when they traded
Trey
Turner.
They had the
Trey
COVID
Turner.
Year and anything. Okay. He thinks right, so maybe it's really 2022.
But if Dylan Cruz works out, by the way, congratulations. He just got engaged. I don't know if he's going to
this is good for him.
Nice. If Dylan Cruz works out and the young players work out, they should be headed in the right direction.
I would assume. I just think they have to add pieces, mm-hmm. veteran pieces. But with the Wizards, man, you kind of feel good just talking to, obviously, Alex, seeing these young guys develop. They have veterans they're going to get rid of. I know that. But you love Will Dawkins. We'll see how Keith works out.
I think he's going to
feel good.
I think Sar's going to shoot more after our conversation.
You think so?
I think he's going to.
I hope he doesn't shoot too much.
No, I'm telling you, I think he's going to be good. He's got long term. I see the potential.
I wanted him to
say. Weren't you killing me about potentially bringing up the points per game, and then you brought it up?
Okay, but I was asking about his goals.
Yeah.
I didn't ask him because
I liked how it was overarching.
I mean, I knew what was going through your mind.
Oh yeah, I knew what was happening.
I thought he was goofing about you about talking about Keith and then betting the under. That's what he was goofing on you.
No. He was talking about Sar and the points
per game. Because I
asked
Alex, I said, what are your statistical goals?
You said like 15 points a game. Yeah, I didn't know you had an argument before that.
He didn't say anything.
I'm gonna get that Charlie horse again.
Well.
Dag on it.
How about you drink some water?
Yeah, what about your Pepsi? What about your
zero?
What about your peptides? Weren't you just...
They're hard to come by, Cakes.
If you say so,
soft
I don't know.
Soft tissue injuries, everybody should talk to your doctor
tight,
about peptides.
Tight muscles.
Peptides, I'm telling you, miracles.
Dr. Bickle.
Yeah.
Over there.
So Mike Evans has to go in and talk to his doctor.
Yeah,
I need a bunch
of peptides. I'm willing to bet anybody, any amount of money, he's taking peptides for his hamstring. I'll bet anybody.
Let's call him.
All right.
Let's get in touch
no,
with
but mine
Evans.
Mine is just dehydration.
Ah, okay.
Right. So I'm saying, and you're drinking a soda instead of water.
Zero sugar. That looks delicious.
Caffeine,
what's in here?
Why don't you go get some?
This is coffee.
Oh, it's coffee.
Freaking Gatorade over there. Get some electrolytes in you.
I need some. No, you know what I like? When I get like this, Pedialyte. I'm a big Pedialyte guy. I actually love it.
You always talk about
though.
Your ecosystem.
Yeah. This is delicate, too. I don't think it isn't.
Yeah.
Speaking of ecosystems and getting sick, we did the story yesterday about the 46 people who were sent to the hospital. Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't figure
Howell
out
County.
If it was,
the quarter pounder?
No. It was a seafood distributor. So
because you saw the quarter pounders making people sick.
I did see that. Yeah. Turns out one of the employees at the business
brought
in a homemade meal for everybody and made everybody sick.
That's why I don't eat that stuff. Don't bring that stuff to my studio.
What kind of meal was it?
It didn't say.
Remember the guy, Robert, rest in peace?
Yes.
Robert the Mailman.
He would bring in his own lasagna.
Yeah, I never ate that.
I'm not eating your homemade lasagna. Get out of here. We had a guy bring in a pie. It was a quarter of a slice was already gone.
Kevin, the serial killer listener.
Yeah. We're not eating your home-cooked stuff.
Why are you killing Kevin like that? He's connoisseur of cheese.
JP, he's a radio P1. He understands the joning. He gets it.
So the guy brought in his own food and he poisoned everyone?
Kill you.
I mean, he didn't mean to. It was an accident.
He might have. Maybe he did.
He hates all his coworkers, maybe. I don't know.
You never know, man. You see some husbands and wives do it to each other.
And think they're not going to get caught. They're the dumbest. They're the dumbest people on the planet.
Yeah, they put a little something in the coffee.
You want your coffee? Oh, let me add some antifreeze to it. Okay? And nobody's going to be any the wiser.
Right. Well,
I think people are insane.
So I don't even know how we got there, but... In terms of the Wiz, I think you got to feel good about the core.
I agree.
And the change of direction.
Young. A lot of young guys, though.
Younger guys.
Bob, Keyshawn.
Will knows what he's doing.
Yeah. You need a few of these guys to hit. Because
Well, you need that guy to hit.
Yeah.
You
know, oh, yeah.
The Pistons are one of the worst teams in the NBA.
They've been drafting high forever.
And they've had high draft picks. whether it's Cade Cunningham or the drafted EB's guy, Ivy. Yep. And they all seem okay individually, and yet they continue to lose and lose and lose.
Well, maybe their rebuild's just taking a little bit longer.
Jason, there's a boatload of NBA games tonight to bet on. There's like, it looks like 8 or 10 games. You're going to be so busy. You're so busy betting.
I saw that some of the totals were higher than I expected.
Pacers, Pistons, that's 235. Nets, Hawks is 220.
Yeah.
Magic, Heat, they're expecting a low-scoring slog there,
well,
208.
It's because it's the Heat.
Yeah.
But, no, I agree. This is the best time of year because I'm betting on hockey.
Yeah.
I'm betting on hockey.
Good.
I had the Maple Leafs in a 4-game parlay last night. Loser.
Why? Were they just a big favorite?
They were. I'd laid a puck and a half.
Of course they were, EP.
Yeah, I know.
He's so predictable.
Yeah, he's not going to bet on a dog in a sport he doesn't know.
Incorrect. I bet on dogs all the time.
In a sport you don't know?
I take plus money all the time. That's why I did the Maple Leafs. It was plus money. Now, they were the favorite, but I'd laid the puck and a half. Anyway, that lost.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's the best time of year. You got football, you got a game tomorrow, you got college football. I can't believe we're in week 9 of college football already.
Hmm.
Week 9.
I got to step.
It's going to be the Super Bowl before you know it.
I got to step up my bets because I'm only betting like $20 a. And I'm hitting these teasers like
up
you
your units, Ricky.
I need to up my units. I should be a millionaire. I mean, I'm hitting these teasers.
All right, let me ask you a question. If Jaden plays on Sunday,
what?
All right, the number right now is, call it, 1.5 and 43. All right. Now the number would change if they know Jaden's going to play. But what's your vibe on a teaser for that game?
I would take the Skins plus the points.
And then go over.
Probably. Oh, yeah, go over. I would take a little extra. I would do more than 6. I'd pay, you know,
go over
more.
Like 33, 34.
Yeah. I pay a little extra, get 8 or 9 points. And, yeah.
I think he's going to play, too.
I think he's going to play.
I will know more today, but I think he's going to play.
I mean, the guys, they were sending me a video, JP, saying he had a broken rib. Did he miss a game in college when he had the broken rib?
Did not.
Right. This kid, the way DQ sounded at the press conference, made it sound like he's bouncing off the walls. Like, he's like saying, yeah, I'm good. So they want to see. So when you say we want to see, that means he's good enough to throw and everything. He's going to be fine.
Today's the day, right? Today's the big day of practice.
Well, I mean, it's the first day.
Yeah, but he could be limited today,
day.
And then he could go full tomorrow or Friday.
I'm just telling you Mariota truthers out there, all you guys that think he's incredible, that performance is more likely a one-off.
There can't be that many of those people out there, wild.
He like Drabby, he was touched by God. That he, you know, those plays were not like silky smooth like Jaden, where he makes it just look so smooth and easy. He was, you know, doing pirouettes and 180s and running around and, you know, kind of pulling stuff out of his rear end.
This will be a test, though, for the Commanders' offense. Now, I think they'll pass the test. The Commanders' offense has been fantastic here, beyond what
anyone's expectation.
Absolutely. But the Bears only give up 292 yards per game. They've got a pretty good defense.
They only give up, did I see 16 points per game?
16.8.
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's nothing.
Now, they've played some poopy teams.
Right.
So have the Commanders. That's part of it.
But like I said earlier, they've got some injuries in secondary. It could be a big factor.
And Caleb will make plays. He'll run around and make some dazzling plays, but hopefully he runs around and throws one right to us, too. Gets sacked.
There's a chance he runs around and finds DJ Moore.
I'm sure he will.
Down the sideline, too.
I'm sure he will. It's going to be both, though.
It's going to be part of it, too.
I think it's going to be both with him.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And I hope if Jaden plays, you know, he continues to protect the football the way he has, but on the whole.
Jason, I see a story here from Bears insider site that says Matt Eberflus, the head coach of the Bears, praises their defensive back depth amid injuries.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. Whether
that's called hyping up your guys, even if they're not that good.
Well, Jason brought it up that they've got a safety, Jaquan Brisker.
He's banged
concussion.
Up. Yep.
So that probably just depends on the protocol. They have a corner, Tyreek Stevenson, who has a calf injury.
Yep.
And then Jalen Johnson also has been banged up.
Yes, yeah, so they got three starters banged up.
Is Valdez listening? Valdez, can you get on the mic for a second? Are you in studio?
Yeah.
I tried to watch. Are the Bears doing their in-season thing? Are they
Hard Knocks?
Yeah.
I thought the in-season one was for the AFC North.
It is? It's not the Bears?
I thought it
AFC North. Okay. Because I was looking. I was like, I want to see in season on the mutual thing that you and I watch TV on. I couldn't find.
mutual TV platform. I like how that's being framed.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to share in a box?
No, I was like, you know, I'm streaming.
I'll take a look. I'll take a look at it and see if I can find it. Because maybe it's in another location than what you're thinking.
I looked at a location that you told me to look.
Well, there's different locations.
And, you know, yeah.
So yeah. I'll take a look for it later today and see if I can find it for you.
Right.
But if
it's AFC North, then who is it then?
The entire AFC North.
All four teams. Oh, wow.
Yes. Okay. So like they're like going through the division. So
I found the in season Hard Knocks. This is just my.
You thought it was boring? They raved about it.
No, I found it to be very much like NFL films. Hard Knocks showed a lot more of the kind of behind-the-scenes things that we weren't used to. Now we're used to seeing a lot of that behind-the-scenes stuff.
But I like that. I like field mics.
Right. It was storylines. I found the in-season Hard Knocks to be more like just game highlights, a lot more game highlights.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't mind the game highlights as long as they're mic'd up.
Yes.
And do you know what the all-time greatest mic'd-up NFL moment is, Cakes?
I should know this?
Yes. All-time greatest.
I don't know off the top of my head, no.
It's the guy for the Chiefs who was scared of the horse.
Oh, Eric Berry?
Eric Berry. Remember that?
He was terrified of the horse.
The horse ran out onto the field, and he said he don't mess with horses, and he got scared and was running away from the horse. It was like the pregame warm-up
that
or something.
That is pretty funny, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty funny.
I mean, I can understand being afraid of like
who's afraid of a horse,
like a grizzly bear.
Yeah, but a horse,
or a great white shark.
He was like, "Nah, I don't mess with horses."
Like,
I thought you were going to say
a crocodile.
The Falcons old coach. I'm blanking his name, but oh yeah. Well, you know what the NFL stands for?
Oh, Jerry Glanville.
Jerry Glanville.
Yeah, not for long.
That's a great clip.
That's a great clip. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway,
but we should know more today, I would assume.
Imagine being scared of Mama Grizzly. Why would you be scared of such a creature?
Not possible.
Jason, if somebody gave you 50-yard line tickets right now for the Commanders game.
Now, you're saying this because Jason's notoriously lazy.
Well, he's also said he's never going to go to FedEx Field ever again.
Northwest Stadium.
Yeah.
If they gave you four tickets.
Yeah, they gave me
parking pass.
So I have the four tickets.
You need a parking pass.
Old school. And a driver.
Paper tickets.
Selling them.
That's very on brand.
Why?
Because I'm not such a curmudgeon. I'm not getting on the Beltway on a Sunday.
You're not. What if you get chariots for hire to drive you there?
I don't trust any other drivers.
I'm
the best driver in the country.
It's a later game, too.
It is four. I wouldn't get home till freaking nine.
When you're 80, are you even going to be awake?
I hope
like,
I am.
It seems like you just want
to see
it
all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
when you're 80, are you going to be Tony La Russa?
Is your window going to be like...
No, he's going to look like Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, you'd be like Jimmy Carter?
No, hopefully not. Poor Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
I mean, what a horrible look.
I don't know, man. It's a good question.
Can they let the man go already?
Yeah, I mean, just let him go to the great beyond.
Yeah.
But you don't go to games either, and you live closer to the stadium than I do. You're killing me.
Right, but if you hooked me... I would probably
like
go.
The Hennessy Loft hook.
Well, yeah, like I'm coming to Wizards games. I'm sitting in the silly Hennessy Loft.
If you wanted to get tickets from J-Dub, you could get tickets from J-Dub.
I could probably get tickets.
I think deep down, now you go to freaking New York and Boston.
I do all that.
Every weekend.
Yeah, I'm also I'm tired.
Okay, but even if you weren't, I don't think you'd want to leave your house. I think you're more comfortable watching the game from your house.
I like it at my house, and the beers are free and everything.
Because here's the other thing. You go watch it in the suite.
Yeah.
You're talking to people.
Yeah, you're socializing. You don't really like doing that.
You can't really focus on the game play to play.
No, I actually don't want to talk to anybody. Yeah. No, I know.
Preaching to the choir.
Yeah, I hear you.
You're preaching the choir.
If you're a fan of the team and you're like I am, and you really like it ruins your day.
You want to focus.
Yeah, I want to be locked in. I like to see replays and everything.
I'm with you, man.
I don't like to be out in the seats. Cold.
You don't want to be with the common man.
But what if it's beautiful weather like today?
If it's beautiful weather and I get sideline passes before the game, and parking.
Definitely parking. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Sideline passes, parking.
But what's funny about you asking those questions, if it's a big-time college game,
it's fun.
I'm going.
Yeah. Well, it's because you're tailgating. You're getting hammered.
Well, I just enjoy being – I can tailgate at an NFL game.
Dude, listen, I'm with you.
I just enjoy the atmosphere.
I'm with you. You guys can possibly relate to this. So, like, when I'm up at Cornell, I like to go – to the baseball game.
Yeah.
I go watch the football team
I would never.
No, because he's right. There's something about college athletics. When I was at Marist, my son played lacrosse at Marist, and the baseball guys would have, like, batting practice, and they're playing country music over there. It's silly. Mm-hmm. And the guys are all chewing tobacco or whatever. You smell the leather.
I'd much rather go to a college campus.
There's something about that. See,
Northwest Stadium or Soldier Field.
You're 100% right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch Cornell girls soccer the other day. I was like locked in. And, you know, one of the greatest quality soccer I've ever seen in the history of my life. But it was awesome.
Good for you. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
We're different.
I'd rather go to the NFL game.
I know you would.
Especially if somebody just gave me 50-yard line tickets.
No.
Maybe somebody will.
And parking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get parking.
And parking.
You got to get VIP parking.
I hate these parking fees, these people are, I mean, it's really criminal. It's to be in prison.
They're expensive.
Get ready to pay your parking on the way out of here, brother.
Oh, no, this will be nothing. That'll be nothing. And I ain't going to be like $60.
No.
Hold on. I brought my receipt in because someone's going to comp it. They did last year. Matt Cahill.
I think they did last year.
They may have. Yeah.
You know what?
That price was kind of steep.
$20.
Yeah.
I'm not paying $20 to come here. Frank, you can help me out.
So Frank, you have to peel off a 20.
Yeah, Frank didn't know he was going to be everybody's sugar daddy here today.
I didn't know I got to pay.
Surprise.
I didn't know I had to come pay to do the show.
But, yeah, I don't think you could pay Jason to go to the game because it's a 4:25 start.
What about
so
1 o'clock?
And late. It works for me because I got to coach at 11:45, so the 1 o'clock start would have been dicey to watch it.
Well, here's the other thing. Cakes and I are just, you know, deep into fantasy
too
rosters.
Too deep, yeah.
So I like to watch all the games. I'm on the box
scores. You have a phone.
It's not the same as having two computers up and having my TV.
Your computer's actually dirtier than mine.
It's pretty dirty.
Mine's dirty.
Look at this.
Yours, I mean, really.
But this is my baby.
I don't even want to know what's on that.
That's my baby right
there. Yeah, yeah.
I think he shut that down, EP.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I mean, you don't even drink coffee.
I don't know what that is. It's age.
Yeah.
The age spot.
Your metal,
I mean, people
just
now, look at this.
No, don't take it off. Don't take it off.
That's what's holding this computer together.
Yeah, don't take it off.
Yeah.
What do you call those clips?
Bulldog clips.
Although, to be honest with you, I would like to borrow one because I need one for mine.
Yeah, this thing has worked. My wife came up with that. It's brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant.
Look at that big-ass crack right there.
We got the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins coming off a big win. Mike Locksley joins us next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from the Entertainment and Sports Arena here in D.C. It's where the Mystics play and the Wizards practice. Of course, you listen to Wizards games on the Team 980 all season long. Thanks again to Alex Saar, the number two pick, for stopping by, as well as the head coach of the Wizards and the GM, Will Dawkins. We're going to talk to another head coach right now, Mike Locksley, head coach of the Maryland Terrapins. They're 4-3. Coming off their win against USC, which really was sparked by the block kick. Coach, how often do you guys practice blocking kicks in particular?
You know, every week, you know, every phase of our team, even though sometimes it doesn't look like it, we try to rehearse a lot of those things. And, you know, like last night, Tuesday night's practice is our field goal, extra point, and field goal, extra point block segment of practice where, you know, we work on, you know, attacking the A and B gaps, and we were able to get some good push. I can tell you a week ago, against whoever we played the week before, we made an emphasis because we came close. And so it couldn't have happened at a better time. And you know, Donnell Brown gets credit for the block. But if you look and see what Tommy Akinbasote and Jordan Phillips did to the guard, it goes back to it's rehearsing and it's a process, and our guys executed it when we needed it most, man. And that's, we haven't had that this year where when we needed a play to be made, the play was made. So I'm hoping we can build on that.
Coach, it's incredible how college football is just so unpredictable, as you know. And Michael Lance is their kicker, and he's getting ready to kick a field goal with, you know, under 2 minutes left to go up 9. Game would have basically been over. I know you talked about that with the media too, but you know, I'm sure people are probably leaving the stadium. But then you get the block. Edwards leads the team. You go down, take the lead, and then of course you stop USC on the ensuing drive. Just talk about how you're feeling when Lance is lining up for that kick, and then going forward when he blocks it, you're going, okay, now we got life.
Yeah, I mean, it always starts with, you know, being in the moment. I always say when the map and the terrain doesn't meet, go with the terrain. And our guys made the play with the field goal block, but a lot of it started taking place, you know, a little bit earlier when we were able to we sustained a couple of drives. You know, we missed the fourth and three down in there, but we were able to finally start to move the ball. And, you know, when we got the score and we went for two and we had a great execution of our two-point play, that there kind of was what generated the momentum. And, you know, I've said it the last few weeks, just we haven't been in alignment with offense, defense, and special teams playing complementary to each other. We've played good enough defense the last few weeks, in my opinion, to have won games. Offensively, we weren't scoring touchdowns in the red area. And then special teams had just been atrocious in the execution. You know, we always say special teams, you get one shot, one kill. And I mean, we've been killing ourselves when you look at the way we've played on special teams the last, you know, few weeks. So to be able to see them make the block, Ty Felton went back as a punt returner for us, had a big 17-yard return. You're starting to see what I always talk about, the importance of staying focused on process and progress. And it's really hard to do around here, you know, with all the noise that happens. So,
yeah.
So, Coach, you guys have Minnesota next. Minnesota has won two in a row. I know I've got a couple of their guys on my college fantasy team. Tell me about their offense and what you face in Minnesota.
Yeah, you know, they went into the portal and went and got the quarterback from up in New Hampshire, who I actually evaluated as well. He was one of the guys we looked at a year ago, and he's one of those guys, if you're a money ball guy, he's kind of one of those guys that played lower-level football but was a winner and really productive. And like I said, we evaluated him a year ago, so he's really talented. And then you throw it in with, you know, they've got two, three receivers that we think are all – very similar skill sets, you know, really crafty route runners. But the big piece for them on offense is that massive offensive line. And, mm-hmm. you know, for our guys, I told them, this is one of those weeks you better put your big boy pads on, because they are going to come line up and try to impose their will. And so we got to match the physicality. And, you know, we've recruited to be able to hold up. And now we get to see kind of how far we've come.
And – just, you know, going on the road is never easy, Coach. I mean, just ask USC. They haven't won a road game. Yeah. Now they're in a Big Ten now. It's not the Pac-12 anymore. And they're traveling multiple time zones all the time. But it's just never easy to go on the road. And going to Minnesota won't be easy.
No, it won't. And our guys understand that. That's why we always focus on this game and not worry about the culmination of our season until it's over. But road tests, road victories are really, really tough. And this is a tough league. I mean, every week you line up, you're going against some of the better teams, and this is a defensive league as well. We talk about Minnesota's offense, but defensively they're top 10 in defense. They've got a couple of corners. I think they're the one corner, number two, is another portal guy that, you know, I feel like he's probably the best one we will have faced up to this up till this game. And they do a really good job of and know who they are defensively. They do a great job of limiting big plays. I think they've only given up 12 explosives all year long. So it'll be a challenge. And to me, it starts with, you know, us, our playmakers making the plays that are there to be made.
How well do you know Lincoln Riley personally?
I know Lincoln really well.
Yeah.
Really well.
You know, I got a couple of friends who live out in L.A. and they go, and they're, one's a USC grad, and they say they're going to these games and people are just calling for his head, and he's obviously been underwhelming. But, you know, I don't know. What do you say to a buddy slash coach like that after a loss?
I mean, the tough thing is to block out the noise. As I said, man, it's really hard in this transactional world of athletics that we're in. And I understand why it is, because we're paying these kids money. And, you know, as I tell our kids, this is no longer kind of the college. It's my job to develop you. It's college, it's your job to invest in yourself and do the things you need to do, and it's my job to put you in a position and teach you the skills that will create value for you. And I think that's what a lot of programs are going through, and you'll see, as I've said before, the parity that this new college football landscape has created is opening the doors for new teams and new programs that are willing to make the necessary investments and putting the resources in to have a shot. And that's why I've always felt, you know, just keep my head down, keep plugging away, try to eliminate the distractions outside of the program and stay focused on process and progress. And you'll see small changes that add up typically to big shifts. And I think that's what SC is going through. I mean, they've had a tough go the last 10, 15 years in terms of just as a program. They're very similar to what maybe some of the other blue bloods that go through these transitions typically go through. And, I mean, there's no doubt Lincoln's a good coach. He's won everywhere he's been. You know, I've had a chance to go against him when he was at Oklahoma and I was at Bama. And, you know, he's a good coach. You know, it just takes time when you are building a program. And I know for some people they think it's easy, but it's not. And we didn't sign up because it was easy. So I just told him, just eliminate the noise, eliminate the distractions, man. Stay focused on the things you can control. And that's the advice I gave myself. So,
well, Coach Locks, we wish you best of luck.
Good luck.
Get another Big Ten win.
Good
luck. Let's go.
Yep.
All right,
thanks,
guys.
Coach. That's Coach Mike Locksley from the University of Maryland. We got to get out of here. Thank you to everybody who joined us here at the Entertainment and Sports Arena. We're back in the studios tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley up next.
Boo!
Here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.